I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Abhi Golhar. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Abhi Golhar is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty Nation, it's that hour of radio that you've been waiting all day for. It's Abhi Golhar. I'm super excited because I get to talk about real estate investing today. And it's one of my favorite topics to talk about. I don't know why. You know, we just happen to build a show around real estate investing. And, you know, I happen to invest in real estate here in Atlanta. And I'm starting now to expand nationwide in the Southeast. And you know what? It's a topic that you need to know about. As a business owner, entrepreneur, you might be an investor yourself. There are so many strategies that you need to know, you need to learn from, and then, of course, execute in your own world so that you can make more money, you can diversify your income, you can understand what passive income streams mean, and all that stuff, which is what we love talking about on the show. If you have questions for me throughout the show, get in touch. Go to thinkrealtyradio.com. And guess what? We've also put together a phone text messaging system. So what you need to do is text the word ASK, A-S-K, ASK, to 96270 with your question, and you'll get links and all this stuff, and I'll make sure to answer that question live on the air at some point in time, so definitely watch out for that. My guest today is Amy Ransdale. She is a good friend of mine based out of Atlanta, Georgia, and she's also going to be on the local market panel at the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Atlanta. That's September 22nd and 23rd. So make sure that you come out. She gets to meet you. You get to meet her. I'm going to be there as well. I'd love to shake your hand. And again, that's September 22nd, 23rd. So make sure you go to thinkrealty.com, register, join us. It's going to be a blast. Let's welcome Amy to the show. Amy, how are you?
I'm great. Donnie, how are you?
I'm awesome. Thanks so much for asking. I like to start the show. I haven't done this for a while, but I like to start the show asking my guests one question, and you can be as dramatic as you want, okay? Like, drama.
Oh, boy.
Drama is, like, the key here, and that is, Amy Ransdale, are you in a real estate of mind?
In a real estate of mind?
Yeah.
I live in it. I live 24/7 in a real estate of mind.
I like it. So give us a little background. Tell me a little bit about who you are, what you do.
Oh, who I am. Well, that could get quite complicated. I am in the Atlanta market, so I work as a real estate investor as well as a broker, a real estate broker, and I've been flipping property here for about 18 years overall, but I'm also a licensed broker, and the majority of the agents that work with us here are also actively investing or servicing the investor market, in addition to the retail work that we do.
Mm-hmm.
And I have many years as a real estate investment coach and speaker in that arena. So passion really is the education and culture building side, and we have quite a bit of fun with it.
Awesome. So you've definitely been exposed to a lot of, say, new real estate investors, pro real estate investors, strategies that everybody's using these days. What are some of the mistakes that you're seeing that investors are making, whether they're new investors or seasoned investors? What mistakes are they making today?
Well, I would say some of the most common mistakes for your newer investors, and I've seen some of the longer-term guys doing the same things, but I think with the market right now, everybody is somewhat hedging a small bit and lowering their risk tolerance to really play the game. Everybody's being encouraged and pushed with between TV and boot camp guru education that you can go get mm-hmm. to push everybody to go buy more. And well, when you have a perceived low inventory scenario and high competition, that everybody's really paying too much for property. And so I'd say that's one of the things I'm seeing happen quite a bit. They're not really gauging the risk. And on the new side, I think that I see it quite a bit that investors are not seeking out mentorship or seeking out accountability partners that have built out businesses that are of the same mission that theirs is and or where they're trying to go and have successfully done so. That way they can rise together. And I think that a lot of people are trying to be lone rangers and cowboys and really aren't coming at the market with any kind of strategic plan nor the support to get there.
Yeah, there's definitely no I in team, right? Like, that's super, super important. And real estate is a team contact sport, right? Like, the more people you contact, the more qualified people that you have in your team, the higher your chance of success, especially if you have a right mentor. What are some strategies that you like right now? Because you mentioned flipping is really hot, right? Like, Atlanta, it's hot. Atlanta, mm-hmm. hot. There's a reason that it's called Hotlanta, right?
Well, there's lots of reasons it's called Hotlanta. It has nothing to do with real estate. I'm just saying, I'm not a big part of that, but I'm just saying that the thing is, strategy-wise right now, I think, and particularly in the Atlanta market, but in any market, if you're studying your different micro markets and paying attention to what economic development is coming to different areas, that's where you want to focus in your efforts if you are trying to do that fix and flip scenario or even the long-term hold strategy. And I believe in the investors should be diversifying in both. If you're going to work with single-family property, we'll just stay with single-family for a moment, flipping is a great exit strategy, but you should also be deploying some hold strategy, some long mm-hmm. game strategy, not just that short term. The short term stuff's great, but then you're always working. You're always having to flip. But if you're also working on that long game passive income plan, then you're able to have that coming in at the same time. And that also helps tax advantages, everything else that comes with that as well. But I think, you know, you should be doing a little bit of both, especially if that market is on the rise, so you can get some of the equity gains on the long game stuff and then dealing with the quick term flip monetizing the quick term flip too.
Yeah, and there are definitely some of these strategies that you mentioned that are really smart to deploy, right? Like, one of the ones is if you're fixing and flipping real estate, you want to make sure that you are really paying attention to your long-term hold side, meaning single-family rentals, because that helps you build wealth and you get cash flow from that over time. And that's really where you get the maximum tax benefit.
Yes. Exactly. And I think a lot of people miss that. They're out being cowboys doing a deal at a time and think, oh, this is great. I'll have longevity with this. But the reality is that you won't. It doesn't create a saleable business in the end. It doesn't create assets that you can borrow against or that you can leverage. It doesn't give you growth capacity, and it keeps you trapped in a system all the time. So I think there's multiple reasons that you want to diversify and go across both. I guess
that's
the answer.
Yeah, no, I hear you. You know, real estate for me gives me five things that no other asset class gives me, right? It gives me income, depreciation, equity, appreciation, and leverage. So maybe we can talk about that after we come back from the break. We have about a minute left. I do want to talk a little bit about real estate agents and investors kind of working together, right? You've seen both sides of the coin there. What are they doing right in that space? What are they doing wrong in that space? Like, why are they not working together? Or maybe they are, and I don't know enough about that. Help educate me.
Oh boy. Okay. Well, I still think there's still a contingency of that old school thought process that agents and investors are oil and water and that you don't want to work together. And I think there's still a lot of people of that mentality, but there's a lot that have figured out that there's massive advantages of working together, but you have to respect both sides of that coin. Investors, generally, if you're an investor and you want to have agents helping you acquire property, you can't really go about it that route of just hiring an agent. And most agents, at least the ones that I work with and I train them not to do that, because they're going to end up spending a lot of time looking for property for a needle in a haystack scenario, that one perfect renovation for that investor that happens to fit his terms.
Yeah.
Everybody should be focused on acquisition systems. That's what I tell everyone. I don't care whether you're going to work with agents or not working with agents. Your focus is learning how to find the deals and get them negotiated and controlled at a price that works. That's your goal. And you want to do that in conjunction with agents, but you do have to learn how to respect each side of that. As far as the disposition side, I believe every investor should have talented agents in their pocket ready to work with them. The better the agent, the better money, the more money they'll make.
That's right. We got to go to break. My guest, Amy Ransdell. Check her out on Facebook at Amy Ransdell. She is awesome on Instagram as well, LinkedIn, Twitter. She's pretty much everywhere. When we come back, I do want to talk a little bit about social media and how that plays into the overall grand scheme of real estate investing, and how you might be able to find some leads there too. So really important on the technology side and social side. Have questions for me? Head on over to thinkrealtyradio.com. And remember, you can always text ASK to 96270. Be right back.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Avi Golhar after these messages.
Join Think Realty Radio host Avi Golhar and the rest of the team at the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Atlanta, September 22nd and 23rd. Text RADIO to 96270 to register for this two-day power-packed event where you can make deals, network, and learn from local and nationwide real estate experts, including Ken and Anita Corsini, hosts of HGTV's hit show Flip or Flop Atlanta. Text RADIO to 96270 to register now. Visit thinkrealty.com for details.
Urgent. Learn how you can save thousands with a 1031 exchange. Learn how to avoid making costly mistakes by claiming a virtual seat at homeinvest.com/1031. Learn strategies on how not to miss IRS deadlines, committing to one deal without a backup plan, and why you shouldn't just take the cash. Avoid these mistakes and more when selling property by joining our free class now. A 1031 exchange is smart strategy to invest, but you need to do your homework. Go to homeinvest.com/1031. Now, Home Invest, smart real estate investing.
Need funding for your real estate investments? Welcome to Easy Street with RecovCo Mortgage Management. There's no income testing. You qualify based on the equity in your property. No W-2s, pay stubs, or tax returns needed. RecovCo can offer interest-only loans as well as 80% financing on properties up to 4 units. Make funding easier. Go to RecovCoDirect.com. That's RecovCoDirect.com/radio, the easy choice for real estate investors.
You have to play the percentages when you invest in real estate. Win the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. Whether it's fix and flips as low as 8% or landlord financing starting at 5.5%, Angel Oak Prime Bridge wins with a customer-focused approach to your business. Go to AOPBconnect.com to see how you can win at the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. And introducing our new wholesale partner program available at AOPBconnect.com. The secret to winning at the percentage game.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Golhar.
Think Realty Radio, it's Avi Golhar. We are back with my good friend Amy Ransdell from Atlanta. I'm excited to continue the conversation because, A, she's an agent. She understands the brokerage game. She understands the investing game. She understands if you're a new real estate investor, there are certain steps that you need to take in order to be successful. Amy, help me understand maybe some of those initial steps that you took when you were a new investor.
Oh, boy. So I'll go way back in the very beginning. Yeah, a long time ago. I'm old. When I started in investing, I did not have a real estate license. So I started simply by seeking out people who were deploying different strategies to see which one would work best for me. I think a good first step for anyone is to go seek out someone who's doing it. Secondly, not try to spread yourself too thin across too many different types of strategies. Learn one at a time and how to deploy them the best way. And so that's really where I got started. Now, I personally started in the industry doing short sales, if people know what those are. And I, like a glutton for punishment, I focused in on that niche for many, many years. And during that process, started learning exit strategies for the ones we acquired. So that's how I learned how to renovate, mm-hmm. become a landlord, wholesale, et cetera. But that's the first steps. And I got my license midstream. I would actually suggest to people now, and I'm a proponent of getting your license at the beginning or the early end of your investing career.
So short sales are a very interesting way to find opportunity, right? Like,
oh yeah.
Help me understand what that is and what that process generally is and why there are so many real estate investors that will look to do short sales, but only a few really thoroughly understand how to find deals within them properly.
So I absolutely love short sales, but that's because I did what you just said. I figured out the algorithm and the checklist that makes for a good deal and not a good deal. And you have to do that. So I've done between 01 and 09, we did over 600 as a team. And so we still do them. I now do them mostly as the buyer. Back then, we were also negotiating those short sales. Now I like to do what I call hat to the egg, which is to simply be the buyer and contract and wait through the process patiently. And that brings me to some expectations and some things for investors to consider. Every short sale is like a fingerprint. You have a challenge of a seller in distress. You have different lenders or different types or numbers of liens that may be on title, whether or not they're in a state with a swift foreclosure process. There's a million different scenarios. So you want to seek out someone that has really good experience and a high closing rate for helping get the short sale closed. They can help you look at the picture of from the seller's credit to the number of liens to everything to determine whether that has a high likelihood of being salvaged as a deal. And then be prepared to patiently wait. Short sales are generally not a quick acquisition strategy, and it does require a team of people to help you get them to the closing table.
And you bring up a really good point, right? Like, I think for me, having a team is really important. You've brought that up a couple of times now. What should a good team look like that an investor should assemble and put together before maybe jumping in too early?
Jumping in too early, or just in the very beginning, I think your minimal team, if you're going to go and try to acquire property as properties to flip, or if you're going to just focus on wholesaling or properties to rent, you at the least need a power team beyond yourself that includes an attorney. In Georgia, we're an attorney-closed state. If you're not, you need to have a title company as well. You also want to make sure that you have some good licensed agents that can help you with access to information and comparables, et cetera, that have a good handle on the market you're targeting. And that requires you going through a lot of agents until you find that one that really understands the market. And then I think you need to also expand your knowledge base when it comes to property condition, assessing the property as far as contractors, et cetera, unless you happen to already be skilled there, right? But you aren't, it's not a one-man show. I don't care how many people try to do this, just I'm going to be one guy, I'm going to do it by myself. Well, sure, you might do one house at a time, but even then, you're still going to be relying on other experts to help you navigate the process. So, as an example, we're working on this week that we have, two attorneys involved. We have a title person involved. We have several lenders involved. There's a whole team there making this deal close.
So we talked a little bit about Ideal, and in order for the piece of real estate, your investment property that you're buying to work, you need to have the right mindset. Step number one. Step number two, mentorship. Step number three, building a team. Step number four, understanding that real estate offers you the income, the depreciation, the equity, appreciation, and leverage that you just can't get anywhere else. Now, that's super, super important. You can't get all of these five things in the stock market. Sorry, not going to happen. In the real estate market, though, you can, right? But that only comes in the form of buying and holding for the long term, not necessarily flipping only. What's your advice to those folks that are thinking, well, gee, but Amy, I want to build only a flipping business and I don't care about anything else, right? Like I'm watching the TV shows and they're all flipping. I want to flip too.
Okay, well, and I get that. Hey, I want to be Chip and Joanna Gaines too. But my thoughts are you have to commit to what direction you're actually trying to go. What are you really trying to achieve, right? If you're trying to build a business that the business itself is saleable, or you're trying to build a group of assets that are sellable, or you're trying to have a passive income stream that you get all of those benefits that you just mentioned for many, many years to come, whatever that is, the only way you accomplish any of that is through hold property.
Yeah.
So you have to go that direction. Now, if you are not of the mindset, oh, I hate landlording, I don't want to deal with tenants and toilets. Okay, I get that. So you can, a couple different ways you can mitigate that. You can hire a management company, but you still should be deploying some of your capital that you're earning from your flips into hold positions. If you do it right, you could end up with a portfolio of hold property that 3, 5, 4, or 5 years from now, you could be constantly culling that portfolio and pulling properties out of it that have strong equity positions and flipping them and putting new rentals in the portfolio. It can constantly be an organically changing group of property. You're not tying yourself down to just one or two. On the flip side, I do have people who I know who do a flipping business, but they've chosen to take the money they make from flipping and diversify it in other types of passive income streams. And that's, again, another choice that you want to make. But you should be, no matter what, doing that some way, somehow, beyond flipping. Otherwise, like I said earlier, you're just flipping for the rest of your life. Do you want to be still flipping at 70, or agents who have listing businesses and they're a great listing agent, but they never build out a team? Do you still want to be listing at 70?
Yeah.
That's the question.
That drives me crazy, right? It's like we need to plan for the future, but planning for the future needs to have some sort of exit strategy, just like any good real estate deal. And so buying and holding is a strategy that you can employ and you can make money, mm-hmm. and it just works in any market condition as long as you're buying right. Right.
And it's easy. And if you use management, if you acquire right and you use a great management company, it can truly be passive income. You get all those benefits that you mentioned. You get checks and you get mailbox money every month, and you're not having to do anything.
Amy, sometimes that sounds like a dream come true. I'm all about that life. That sounds great. All right, we got to go to break. When we come back, we'll talk more about I thought we would have time to talk about social media and real estate, but I know you're like the queen of social. So we'll talk about that when we come back. Also, the Atlanta Think Realty event at which you will be a local market panel expert. So really excited to talk about that as well. What's the best way that folks can reach you online?
I love for people to connect with me on Facebook, so just find me. It's Amy Ramsdell on Facebook, and connect with me, friend me, and follow along.
Perfect. We got to go to break. ThinkRealtyRadio.com is where you get in touch with me. You can also text this word, text ASK, to 96270. and ask me a question. I'm here for you. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
You love your car, and so does CarChecks. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and have been helping people avoid spending a fortune in costly car repair bills for almost 20 years. For about $2.50 a day, you get the peace of mind in knowing that your expensive repair bills may be covered by a vehicle protection plan. Think about if your air conditioner or the transmission goes out. That could cost you a few thousand dollars. Or you can get protected with car checks and pay only a standard deductible. For about $2.50 a day, you can make sure you don't get stuck with the bill for covered repairs. Keep your car in tip-top shape. For a completely free quote, call Car Checks now at 800-958-5207. 800-958-5207. That's 800-958-5207. Or visit getprotected.com. That's getprotected.com.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's Avi. We're back. You're listening to my voice. You're dialed in, tuned in, and you're going to do everything that I say. Step number one, take out a notepad. If you're driving, pull over, take out a notepad. Step number two, start taking notes, because my guest Amy Ransdell and I are going to talk a little bit about social media and social's impact on your real estate investing business and what you can get out of it. So Amy, you are the queen of social. You understand Facebook and you understand Instagram and you know how to play between the different platforms. What's your favorite? Why is your favorite? And why should I even care about social media?
Oh, boy. So I absolutely love social media. And if you're not utilizing it for your business, you're missing out completely. And all of the statistics point that out. Okay. People spend a couple of hours per day now on social media. They are on there more than they are watching cable television. They are watching video primarily. They are present there. And the reason I love it is that not only are they there, but that's where they turn to for community, for interaction, for information, for their news. People now, if you poll people, the majority of people will tell you that they get their news from Facebook. So if you're not putting yourself in front of where they are, again, you're just missing out on a whole bunch of people to follow you.
I'm with you. Like, I love Instagram, right? Like, for me, Instagram is the thing. I love Facebook as well. And messaging, if you want to message me a question too, you can do that on Abhi Golhar. But like, it's so interactive and there are so many awesome people out there that want to connect with you. But if you're not putting out good information, then there's no way, right? You could have a business that's not even related to real estate, but you're missing an avenue by which you can get additional clients and additional customers. You just have to utilize it properly.
You have to utilize it. It's an opportunity. It's basically your virtual business card.
That's right.
And one of the things that I do, I actually teach a course. It's a 3-week course on using social media. And one of the first things I have to do is help everybody adjust their mindset on what social media even is.
Yeah.
It is not a tool for entertainment. And it is not a tool for you just to simply share pictures of grandchildren. You have to look at it differently. Like, I don't look at my friends as friends on Facebook. My friends are people who I have coffee with or a beer with on Friday, right?
Yeah.
But on Facebook, the people that are my friends are the people that I have an opportunity to put myself in front of for what I can provide to them. And so, and how I can create wins and what value I can provide. And so that's how I have to look at that. And you have this massively, almost free, virtual ability to billboard yourself constantly and convert business from that.
So you said billboard. Does that mean that I need – should I, like, invest money in a physical billboard that you see on the highway? Should I – right? Like, is that old marketing? What's the difference between old marketing and new marketing?
So there's nothing wrong with those types of old marketing. I'm a big believer in spreading, diversifying yourself across different marketing tools.
Yep.
I call it emotional muscle memory. You want to be touching people through all those types of tools. But with the power of social media is that you can be omnipresent. You can be a real-time present. You can stay relative much more easily. You can adjust what you're doing easily. You can test. You can do split testing for different types of message or value add within Facebook faster than you can change a billboard, right? So, I mean, you're getting just as much cross traffic, especially if you're paying to sponsor and target different audiences. So you have, again, just an amazing opportunity to put yourself in front of a massive amount of people that could even simply be people who have already shown a predilection or have a behavioral interest that match what you offer. So why do that versus a billboard where it's very expensive and a lot of people driving by who may never even want to call you?
That's right. So, yeah, my takeaway from the social conversation with you is A, do it. B, C, A. Rule number one, get on social, put out a good message. Rule number two, see rule number one and just and be consistent with that and just do it, because you are potentially missing out on a crazy awesome number of clients.
You are, and like you, I love it. I generate a ton of business.
Yeah,
social media.
For sure. Let's transition the conversation to our upcoming event in Atlanta. You're going to be a local market panelist at Think Realty at Think Realty in Atlanta. It's going to be a lot of fun. Tell me a little bit about why this specific event.
So I think that the thing that I love about Think Realty is that you guys really bring you bring current issues to the table. You really bring a real relevancy when it comes to technology. You are where the market is going. And so I think for that reason alone, this is an event that people want to be a part of. If you're really trying to make sure that you are on the cusp of where things are going, then you need to be there. The panel that I'm going to be a part of is to be able to talk about the local Atlanta market, which is something that if you're investing in any market that you're in, you better be keeping your pulse on what's happening right there in your backyard, because that's how you determine where you're going to go diversify your investments, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this will be a huge opportunity for folks in the Atlanta area to come in and benefit from both sides of that.
Yeah, and it's interesting too. Like, I think Realty has conferences all across the country, right? All across the nation.
Right.
And I live in Atlanta, and I know I've been preaching this Atlanta conference for probably last couple of weeks. And some of you are probably like, "Hey, I need to come out and check it out." Do it, right? We have so many investors from California, New York, that are wondering, well, you know, gee whiz, where do I get the returns? Because $1 million in California buys you 200 square feet in a basement somewhere. And you have to start taking a look at markets outside of where you are currently to capitalize on these returns. And, you know, I'm super excited about the Atlanta event. Do you happen to know what topics you're talking about as well?
I'm hoping, and because as a broker, I look at things both from the investor's hat as well as the agency hat, we pay probably closer attention to the market than most. And so I'm hoping that I get to share what we know about the different parts of Atlanta that are growing the most and how you can take best advantage of them is really what I'm hoping to talk about.
Yeah, I definitely like the Atlanta market for investors. I think it makes a lot of sense. It's in the Southeast. It's highly affordable compared to where some of these investors are coming from, even your foreign investors. Mm-hmm. It's tough out there. We are definitely also running into an inventory shortage. But give me a quick take on the Atlanta market. What are you seeing out there? Is Atlanta still, you know, for you, super, super hot? Is it going to cool off at some point in time? Give me like your 30-second to a minute understanding of Atlanta.
Atlanta is hot. Atlanta is one of the most diversified markets in the country. We have every type of price point that you can imagine. We have massive amount of development that's happening at rates that are not even measurable. And even though I believe we have a market correction that's coming, and in my opinion, we're in it. A lot of people are saying that with me, which means that we're simply kind of taking that top edge off and kind of reorganizing, resettling the numbers and the days on market. Really, we're just much more normalized. Not that it's really any kind of dip in the market. But Atlanta's awesome because we have so much development going on that you have opportunities to buy low still and many, many parts of Atlanta and get huge gains if you're flipping. Many pockets that are great for long-term investing. We don't have any geographic restrictions or this giant sprawling city. It's really about an hour and 45-minute drive to go from one corner to another or greater Atlanta. And so there's, you know, thousands of properties. And with all of the development coming to Atlanta, not just large companies that are obviously, you know, considering still or bringing their companies here, but as well as the movie industry has really change the landscape of Atlanta. So you couldn't be in a better place to do either flipping or long-term holds. And, you know, it's just never ending. I don't see the Atlanta market being a bad place to invest for a very long time to come.
Hey, I'm with you on that. All right. We have to transition out to the Power Play. Amy, thank you so much for jumping on the air with me. I appreciate it.
Thanks. I appreciate it. It's great.
You got it. Think Realty Nation, get in touch with Amy and her team. She understands how the investing game is played. You can reach her on Facebook at Amy Ransdell. Have questions for me, head on over to thinkrealtyradio.com. Or you can also text the word ASK to 96270. I'm still trying to figure out like the best way to say that without ending up not saying K. And so, anyway, text the word ASK to 96270. Get in touch, ask a question, have it answered on the radio. That's what happens on Think Realty Radio. And the Power Play with Greg Rands coming up. Don't go anywhere.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
You have to play the percentages when you invest in real estate. Win the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. Whether it's fix and flips as low as 8% or landlord financing starting at 5.5%, Angel Oak Prime Bridge wins with a customer-focused approach to your business. Go to AOPBconnect.com to see how you can win at the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. And introducing our new wholesale partner program available at AOPBconnect.com. The secret to winning at the percentage game.
Hi, Kevin Ortner here, CEO of Renter's Warehouse. I'm guessing that many of you might be considering a move. Maybe you need to relocate, maybe you're combining households, or maybe you already own investment property. Whether you have one home or a whole portfolio, my expert team at Renter's Warehouse can help you perfectly price your property and rent it out fast, easy, and worry-free in just 17 days on average. For one low flat monthly fee, our professional landlords will manage your property 24/7. We collect the rent, we handle maintenance requests, inspections, all that regulatory red tape. And we'll even warranty our tenants for up to 18 months. That means if your tenant doesn't stay for any reason, Renter's Warehouse will replace them for free. There's no upfront fees, no binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now to book a free home rental price analysis and see what your home will rent for today. A professional landlord will visit your property and show you personally how to rent your home fast and for top dollar.
Find out how much your home.
Join attendees from Think Realty and some of the biggest brands in residential real estate investment on September 16th for the Single Family Rental Roundtable and the Five Star Conference. Focused on sourcing deals, maximizing ROI, and funding deals. Use discount code THINKINVEST to discount your registration to the Single Family Rental Roundtable at the entire Five Star Conference, held at the Hyatt Regency Dallas. For more information, visit fivestarconference.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Slam dunk, grand slam, victory lap. Get ready for the inside scoop in the real estate investing industry. You're tuned in to the Power Play with me, Avi Golhar, and my buddy, Greg Ram. Think Realty Nation, it's Avi, and it's the Power Play with Greg Rand. Super excited to be doing this. And today we are talking about
adaptive reuse.
Okay, so, I mean, we were talking about that during the break, right? I'm like, all right, I understand what the word adaptive means. I understand what the reuse means. But what the heck is this term and why should I care?
All right, so in the commercial real estate space, Adaptive reuse is among the most creative and profitable strategies in real estate because it involves this. It involves looking at an existing property and saying, what could it be? Or what does it want to be? What is a higher use?
So coming from a residential guy, right? Like, help me understand your background in commercial real estate.
Yeah. So my first 10, 12 years of being involved in investment real estate was at the knee of a guy named Paul Adler, who is an icon in New York real estate. And he was the specialist at adaptive reuse. And so to give you an example, like adaptive reuse, here's an example I think a lot of people listening can relate to. Have you played soccer indoors or been to an indoor batting cage anytime recently? You look around, that wasn't built for that, was it? That was a factory. That was a warehouse. That was a piece of property that was built to store like pallets of paper towels for like $2 a square foot rental, right? Or four. Then all of a sudden, somebody turned around and said, you know what? We've got this place. It's wide open. It's got no posts. It's big enough to be a soccer field. Let's roll out some turf and rent that out for like $40 an hour per kid to get soccer instruction. And you see that everywhere. You see entire areas of warehouse real estate that have been repurposed and adapted, adaptive reuse, for a higher use, a retail business that actually leases the space out to people, teams, individuals, to play the sport. So in the case of New York, the best example I ever saw was a factory in Yonkers, New York. So if you want to go to Google Earth and you look at Yonkers, New York, zoom in a little bit north of the George Washington Bridge on the east side of the river on the waterfront, you're going to see the big blue box. The big blue box was part of a factory. That factory was doing business in the late 1800s, and they were polluting that waterfront and polluting that property back before anybody knew that you're not supposed to pour the used oil into the soil, right? So for like 100 years, that was a pollution site. It was a factory that made many different things. One of the things that it made starting back in the 60s was high-tension cable. They manufactured big, thick wires to send lightning through, okay? The blue box was built as a testing facility, a laboratory, to test high-tension cable. So it was 11 stories high. It had no posts holding up the ceiling. It had 8-foot thick concrete walls. It had enough power to simulate the power grid. And it had a very complex crane system built into the ceiling to string those cables up. So Paul gets the task of, we need to clean this thing up. We need to get this factory sold. And the situation was, the factory had a corporate owner that was a conglomerate, the evil corporate owner. You had the Riverkeeper.
Of course.
Riverkeeper was an environmental agency, environmental entity that was cleaning up the Hudson River because it was polluted for generations, run by a Kennedy, I forget which one. If the evil corporatists were on one side, while the rabble-rousing, bomb-throwing environmentalists were on the other side, they couldn't even get in the same room together. The government in New York was just afraid of the whole process. And so how are they going to sell this building? How are they going to clean it up when all everybody's doing is throwing arrows at each other? Well, Paul looked at that building, and he saw this really, really unique laboratory, and he said, that's like a soundstage. It reminds me of a soundstage. And he had this is a guy that dines with, you know, presidents and prime ministers. So he had the contacts in his Rolodex to say, hey, I've got a site where we can make movies. It's the most incredibly overbuilt movie studio building you ever saw, because it wasn't built to be a movie studio. It was built to be a laboratory for high tension cable testing. And he made it happen. And as soon as the movie industry got involved, well, then all of a sudden everybody started behaving well. They all got starstruck. Riverkeeper wanted to play nice. The corporatists were ready to play nice because they were starting to make movies, and they made a bunch of them, and they made a lot of commercials, and they utilized that, and that got everybody playing ball. That got everybody investing in the cleanup, and now that environmental disaster area has been cleaned up. It got there ahead of schedule and under budget, and it was all because of creativity and vision. Okay, so the question is, that's great, Greg. So how does that apply to a small investor? I'm not about to go take a 25-acre environmentally compromised waterfront factory and then repurpose
and have the vision to do all of that. This sounds really intimidating.
And the resources and the Rolodex. Yeah, it's very intimidating. But you go to go on Zillow and look for two-bedroom houses, okay? You might actually find that in most places where two-bedroom houses exist, they don't really build them anymore. It's been a long time. Forget condos. Two-bedroom single-family homes. You're going to find that a two-bedroom single-family home is valued at something like 20 or 30% less than a comparable three-bedroom in the same neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Okay? Some of those two-bedroom homes actually have enough square footage to make a third bedroom. Okay? Got to file the paperwork, got to make it legal, all that good stuff. But the rent on a two-bedroom house is substantially less than the rent on a three-bedroom house. The value of a two-bedroom house is substantially lower than the value of a three-bedroom house. He or she who buys a two-bedroom house that has a den or that has an unfinished attic that is full height has the ability to finish that third room, get the approvals for it, take a two-bedroom house, make it a three-bedroom, manufacture instant equity in the house because it's now worth more, manufacture increased yield in the house because it now rents more, and that's adaptive reuse for the everyday investor.
I love the pop-the-top model, right? You have a two-bed, one-bath, and you know you can go up a level, and all of a sudden now that becomes a three-bedroom, two-bathroom house. You're forcing that appreciation, immediate equity, immediate value increase, and there's your play.
And they're everywhere. And the beauty of this also is that I'm a big believer in doing unique research, right? For an investor to say, well, how am I going to go out there as a relatively new investor? Or there's a lot of entrepreneurs that are already in this game also, but how am I going to go out there and learn something nobody else knows? Easy. Show up. Okay. Go to the zoning board. Read the zoning. Find the places. Like we did a deal in Tarrytown, New York, also on the Hudson River. That's where I come from. I'm a Southerner now, but I haven't shaken the accent.
Hey, I'm a Midwesterner. I haven't shaken the accent.
Yeah, well, you have the radio accent, which is no accent.
Which is absolutely.
So we bought this property that was a wedding cake Victorian, okay? So a pretty cool property. It had office on the fourth story. It had an apartment on the second story. Had an apartment on the third story. So three levels, office, residential, okay? Now, we could get more rent per square foot on the second floor if that was an office, but it wasn't. It was zoned residential, except that we went down to the town hall. We asked the guy behind the counter, can you pull the record on that property? Could you tell us? And it turned out that it was an allowable use. It wasn't zoned for the second floor to be office, but office was considered an allowable use for the property because the first floor was office. So we said, what does it take to get that allowable use to turn into a use? And they said, oh, you fill this form out. We bring it to the board. The board will probably rubber stamp it because you're not doing anything bad or crazy with not putting a meth lab on the second floor. You're putting,
right.
You're expanding the first floor office space to include the second floor.
That's right.
So we did, and we were able to command more rent. So we bought a piece of property based upon what the rent was when we bought it. We then did nothing to the property except for literally to take a door away so that people on the first floor could freely get up the staircase to the second floor. The bedrooms became office space. And basically, we filed a form. We waited a couple of months for the approval. We took the door away. We jacked up the rent on the second floor because the first floor tenant was eager as can be to expand his law firm. And he was paying a lot more per square foot on the first floor than they were paying on the second. And we just let him roll his lease up to the second floor. So the income of that property went up. The value of the property went up with it. And all we did was file a form.
This adaptive reuse reminds me of – so I live in Atlanta. I am a huge fan of Ponce City Market, which used to be City Hall West. City Hall East. It was there for like the longest time, not being used. And now it is one of the prime areas in Old Fourth Ward to live in. Rent $2,500 a month, $3,000 a month, folks paying that. They love the space. It intersects with the Beltline, which is a walkable trail. Run it, jog it, ride your bicycle on it.
Adaptive reuse. And what's cool about that is that's another example of where somebody had vision, somebody sold the vision,
yep,
and the political will aligned, because sometimes that's what's required, especially in a city hall situation. Political will aligned, the change happened, everybody won, and everybody listening can go find a two- or three-bedroom house, add a bedroom, and have a three- or four-bedroom house and make money as a result of adaptive reuse.
Think Realty Nation, adaptive reuse. Put that in your vocabulary. Start to use it. And I guarantee you, you'll have opportunities just show up. But they won't until you do. So, got questions? Head on over to thinkrealtyradio.com. We have a magazine called Think Realty Magazine. Pick it up at Barnes & Noble and newsstands nationwide. Till next time, happy investing.
The show is over, but Avi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind. Online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
BizTalk Radio.